We have got street performers here in the studio for the Dubai Marina Street Festival that kicks off today. We've got the director of Dolphin Creative, who's brought the performers out, and that's Stuart Avery. We've also got George, our rope dancer and clown, and Lisa Lotti, the hula hoop and contortionist artist, and Ruben our acrobat and rubber band boy, and he's got his rubber bands already, and we're going to, in a moment, we're going to record rubber band boy doing what he does. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second, but first, I just, Stuart, you know, just to understand, for people who have never seen street performance and what it takes to put a street performance together.
Well, the street performance has a good history. It's kind of, if you think of Covent Garden in London, that's a good prime place where street arts has developed over the last 100 years. Then you've got places like the Royal Mile in Edinburgh. These are kind of the performances who come out and they do what we call a circle show. So they bring an audience around them and then take them on a journey for about 45 minutes an hour.
Yeah, and you know, we're used to seeing stilt walkers and you know, fire being blown, but it's so much different, isn't it? I mean, it's very creative. These are true artists.
It's actually a storyline to it as well. So it has a start, a middle, and it builds, and then you have a finale.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, there's a history to this, but it's grown and grown. And I would say in the last sort of 30 years, you're seeing, and let's bring you guys in here because you're the ones that do it, but you know, you're seeing street art and street performance taken to, you know, breaking barriers, bringing people together, and taking art and the sort of physical visual arts, performing arts, to another level. I mean, I go to Glastonbury every year and see incredible artists there. Edinburgh, having worked in Edinburgh for years, it's just, you know, you guys. So how would you describe street performance and what you do for the person who's never seen true street performance? Ruben?
Well, I describe what we're doing as like a circle show. It's in entirety a full show of entertainment. We pull you into the show and get you involved in what's going on, create out of nothing, a feeling of like the theatre or entertainment in a setting that you wouldn't usually find it, and leave everyone really happy. Then it's not something you can just walk past and just go, oh, that's just going by you. It's something you will get drawn into and really involved with, and the audience helps create the show as much as the entertainer puts out. They get back, so it's a beautiful piece of entertainment. And I've done lots of theatre and stuff, but I still always end up back on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you love about it? Just that engagement, that being so immediate and spontaneous with people that are passing by.
The realness and the humanity of being able to connect with someone out there, because really you don't get that anywhere else. You're so apart, but when you're in the middle of a festival, you are right with your audience. You're interacting with them, and they're playing with you in whichever way, which can end badly, but most of the time ends really well.
The cool thing about it too is, like, if I mean, because it's not in a theatre, they don't pay for a ticket to sit down, so at any stage the whole audience could just get up and leave if they wanted to. But the thing is, with the show, it's tailored in a way that I mean, the crowd doesn't want to leave. They, if anything, the crowd gets bigger throughout the show, and by the end you've got, you know, critical mass for the area that you're performing in, and you know, the pinnacle. I know, I think street performance is really honest in the fact that if you're not very good at it, you're going to be just sort of standing there on your own.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think it's a brave thing to do, to be a street performer?
Yeah, definitely. I think you've got to wear your heart on your shoulder, and I think that's also part of what the audience gets to see, the really raw aspects of it. You know, like, there's no person there perhaps doing the sound or lights and stuff like that. So if something goes wrong, you've got to be able to fly with it at the time when it happens. And if someone in the audience was to offer something towards, you know, the performer, then the performer has the option of ignoring it or going with it. And I think a good performer.
And the other thing is that every show, because every show has a different audience, every show is unique.
Yes,
every show is
exactly
different, because you don't know how the audience will react to a particular scene or a line or.
And every different country sees, you know, the same show through different eyes, so you know, you have to acknowledge that and go with the vibe of a different country or a different city or wherever you are.
And do you agree with that for you guys, for George and Lisa? Is it the same for you or is it something else?
No, I would absolutely agree with that. You've got to be very brave to perform a street show. It takes a lot of time to learn how to take whatever art to do, because a lot of us come from, you know, different backgrounds. You know, I come from a circus background, some of us come from a comedy background, some of us come from a theater background. But whatever background we come from, it takes a lot of time to translate that into a street show and to take whatever talents it is that you have, take them out onto the street and learn how to interact with your audience. And it takes a lot of guts because it's very difficult, because you will start out standing alone on the street having to go, okay, I'm going to do this now. Everybody look at me.
I so remember that.
Can you remember your first performance out on the street?
Oh, yes.
Where were you, George? Where were you?
Where was I? On the street, I think it was in Venice in Italy.
Wow.
During Carnival, yeah. Which is a whole other number, because I was living in Chicago at the time and working for a circus, and we brought some people over and just to have a good time, and it's a costume party on the street, so even if you're wearing a costume, everybody else is wearing a costume. So how do you get their attention? It was a whole other experience.
And for you guys, sorry.
The bravery I agree with as well, but also the bait for me really is the cultural, the ability to travel to different cultures and perform to different regions in the world, and how similar and how different everybody is. And that's what keeps me coming back onto the street, because sometimes I work in theater, sometimes I work in circuses, but I do love the street in that way. It's like I can go to Germany, or I can come to Dubai, and you know, today, tomorrow, the next day, so it's going to be completely fascinating how people react in their way to what I do, and then how do I react to what they do, and how that will build into the end of the show. I'm incredibly curious right now.
It is a fascinating medium, isn't it? Because it is very much the audience watching you, watching them, watching you, watching them, and what comes out of that. Right. And you make it look very easy. But as you said there, Lisa, you know, a lot of work has gone into making it look easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of work.
So many people watch street shows and like, oh, yeah, he just doesn't want a real job. But now that we've got to the stage that we're, you know, at the level that all of us are at, where, you know, Stuart will give us a call. You know, that's the... We've got to that. It's the getting a call from Stuart level. Yeah. And that's what I like to call it. And yeah. But it's actually, I'm busier than I... wanted to be. You know, I quite like to go back to being lazy again. But
can you remember your first performance out?
I've always tried to make hence the rubber bands, make things in my show that I've never seen in anyone else's show, or inspired by, you know, nothing else. So basically my first idea was to do like a it was inspired by watching the Letterman show. So I went down to a children's shop and got a whole lot of kids' inflatable furniture, and was going to do like a live talk back where I got a volunteer up and I interviewed them and turned them into like a celebrity. So I spent the what we call the crowd building part of the show, where you're gathering interest to get people to gather around you. So I spent that trying to get people to stop whilst I blew up with my mouth this inflatable furniture. So
we're all there already.
And I'm getting redder and redder, and it took way longer to blow up, because I'd tried like, okay, that one takes about that long, and then I'd have a cup of coffee and chill out, and then I'd blow up the next one, that takes about that. But en masse, doing them all at once was like 15 minutes of hyperventilating pretty much. And then I got really, really dizzy, and then I went like, all right, well, we're going to start the show. And started to initiate, like, I'd picked sort of in my head who I thought was going to be the volunteer, and then a gust of wind came through and blew all of the furniture down the street.
Oh, no.
And I was left with absolutely nothing and went, ah, all right, well, thanks, guys, for sticking around and checking that out. might go back to the drawing board. So, yeah, that was my first street show. I think I made 40 cents.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good start.
I think the furniture cost
you're
me
making,
about
what,
35.
About 80 now, are you? Great. Well, listen, stick around, guys. Yes, they are performers at the Dubai Marina Street Festival, and there's many other performers as well, so we'll be finding out what else is happening over the next week in Dubai Marina as these great performers are here to entertain you.